Brad, your topic here at the media briefing, before we really get into the whole Learning Center's field experience tomorrow, is on this area of biofuels and what Syngenta is doing in this area with seed technology. Just tell me a little overview of what are the main things that you'd like growers especially to know about what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Chuck. Syngenta is working obviously hard to help growers increase their efficiency. And with the increase in demand, the strong commodity prices, the demand for land, everything else, we see the role of efficiency being greater and greater going forward. And so we see the opportunity to build efficiency in two areas. One, we're going to continue our path of using traits and crop protection products and our breeding to develop strong performing seeds in both corn and soybeans. However, we also see an opportunity to increase the value of what we offer to ethanol plants to help them increase their throughput. And we've developed a product called corn amylase that actually expresses the alpha amylase enzyme right in the corn. So that helps ethanol producers to be more efficient as well. So there's a win-win there. We're going to have strong performing genetics for our growers and strong performing products that increase throughput and efficiency for ethanol producers. And we think that's going to be a win-win for both growers as well as ethanol producers.
Well, with that type of corn product, plants, I would assume there would be the demand from the plant. So is that something that's available now? Kind of where are we at in the time-wise for that being available to growers?
Well, the development is what we term in our intermediate term of development. So that's in the next 2 to 3 years. And or we could say even 3 to 5 years, but our expectations, it will be entering the market probably in about 2 to 3 years. And so we're in the middle of development right now, and that involves two things. One, it is we've had great results with this technology in the lab as well as in pilot plant trials. But we're working to do full-scale commercial ethanol plant trials, and those will begin probably in September of this year and will continue for several months because we're going to be fine-tuning and optimizing the performance of the product in those plants. The second thing is regulatory. Obviously, with an output trait like this, we have significant regulatory hurdles, but we're going to get full food and feed approval in the U.S. and then key export approvals as well. And so that will be occurring over the next year, year and a half as well.
Well, it sounds like a real exciting time, especially for growers who are trying to meet the demands that these plants have with all the demand for ethanol. And I, as an advocate for the ethanol industry, I certainly don't see that changing anytime soon. So as we look forward, that demand is going to continue to grow and be there. And this product will just, for growers who want to meet that need, is going to give them a tool to not only maybe be more efficient themselves with some of the other traits that could be stacked or built into it, but also then for their customer, the plants they're delivering to.
Chuck, that's exactly right. We want to work closely with the ethanol industry, but our customers are growers, and we need to create wins for our growers and help make them more attractive to the ethanol plants who are going to be purchasing their grain. So we're really working with both parties to create a winning scenario and efficiency at both levels, both for growers as well as for the ethanol plants, is really what's driving our strategy.
Anything else about what you're doing in this area that you'd like growers to know?
Well, I just want to add that Syngenta really sees that biofuels and ethanol in particular represent an enormous opportunity for growers. So we want to be there to help them optimize their opportunity, and we are investing aggressively in this technology and in this industry because it has had such an enormous impact on agriculture in general and will help all people working in agriculture to win.
Well, thank you very much, Brad. We're here at the Syngenta Learning Centers in Milford, Iowa. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.